Thunder in Blunderland is my effort to satirize some of the absurdities of the current Trump campaign, but the undertaking is doomed before it starts. We've moved from the ridiculous to the unbelievable, from theater of the absurd to theater of the preposterous. The creature called Donald Trump, being a media product that has somehow managed to develop a life of its own, is proving to be beyond anybody's ability to satirize. Nevertheless, it is our obligation to try, and I hope you enjoy the results.
Thunder in Blunderland by Robert Brustein. A table set under a tree. Starched hair and the Mad Hatter throwing teacups at each other. Enter Sarah, dressed as Alice.
Who are you? A broadcaster or a protester? Either way, you're fired. There's no room for illegal immigrants at this tea party.
My name is Sarah, and I'm 150% American. You must be the March Hare, though you look a lot like Donald Trump.
My name is Starched Hair, if you please, and I say you're fired.
You can't fire me until you hire me.
Well, then you're hired, and you're fired.
Nonsense. And you must be the Mad Hatter, though you look an awful lot like Bill O'Reilly.
I'm not the Mad Hatter. I'm the Mad Hater. And I really hate people of your kind.
Isn't this Wonderland?
No, silly. Wonderland is over on the left bank of nowhere. This is Blunderland.
If you're the Mad Hatter...
Hater!
Then Starched Hair must be the head of this party you're throwing teacups at.
I am. And I say you're fired. And off with your head.
Off with your head. Isn't that the campaign motto of the Red Queen?
There's no room here for Reds or Queens or any other kind of commie perverts.
No room, no room. You're fired.
Where I hail from, we got room for every red-blooded American. Oceans of seawater, gallons of oil. Drill, baby, drill.
Silence. I'm the only one here allowed to rant and rave. This is a quiet retreat.
Never retreat. Advance. Reload.
Oh, now you're talking language I can relate to. Yeah, have a cup of tea.
Oh, you betcha.
You betcha? Now I know you, the hockey mom who draws crosshairs over commie aliens to support healthcare reform.
Crosshairs? That's a blood libel.
What's a blood libel?
Any smear from the liberal press.
Oh, so you never drew crosshairs over the faces of your political enemies?
They wasn't crosshairs, they was surveyor symbols.
I think I got enough savvy to tell a gun sight from a home sight, and they was crosshairs!
Surveyor symbols!
Speaking of crosshairs, a well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state, the people have a Second Amendment right to bear arms.
Speaking of bear arms, cover your own. This is a tea party, not a strip joint.
I am totally opposed to stripping, petting, smooching, necking, cheating, teenage pregnancy, abortion, same-sex marriage, and any other kind of hanky-panky.
So, what kind of action do you practice?
Total abstinence.
Well, I haven't tried that particular position yet, though I know all the others, as you can tell by the size of my hands.
It's not a sexual position. It's a moral position. Abstinence makes the heart grow fonder.
And your fond heart tells you to replace the crosshairs on the M16s of our brave boys in uniform with surveyor symbols.
Surveyor symbols are very accurate within 1,000 feet of the target.
And the target being surveyed?
Every liberal in our sacred nation, from Anchorage to Fairbanks.
Whatever happened to Hoboken?
I knew you was an illegal immigrant. I bet you wasn't even born in the USA.
I'm talking about Alaska, not Hawaii. The pure American landscape. Porpoises, caribou, oil rigs, refineries.
Now I gotcha. Welcome to Blunderland. There's always a place for dunderheads like you at our tea party.
People got no right to say I'm a dunderhead just because I don't whine or cuss and look at some things different.
You take your seat at the table. You're obviously as mad as we are.
The table is laid for a great many more.
Well, we're expecting a great many more. Your hair needs starching.
You should learn not to make rude personal remarks about my hair or my arms. Leave that to the liberal press.
The liberal press needs starching, too.
Now, here's a question. Why did you say that our Muslim president should refute the Grand Mosque on Ground Zero? What did you mean when you said that you'd misunderstood him?
I wee-weed up the language a bit there. But remember, Shakespeare also liked to invent new words.
Who the hell is Shakespeare?
A speechwriter for dead English kings.
Another illegal immigrant. He's fired. And so are all his illegal immigrant kings. And so are you.
No, Sarah is welcome in Blunderland. You have my personal permission to tickle Starch's hair.
So fun. And you can join me anytime for a tour of Sarah's Alaska.
Oh, like Obama's Hawaii, not a part of America.
The highest part. I can even see Russia from my third floor window. Huh, what a funny watch. It tells the day of the month, but doesn't say what time it is.
Yes. Because it's always tea time in Blunderland.
So that's the reason for all those teacups on the table.
That, and because we've got no illegal immigrants around to wash the dishes and clean the toilets.
Well, then we're going to have to move to somewhere else.
Exactly.
Where?
Oh, that bigger Blunderland in the District of Columbia. Do you think you're ready for that?
My voices tell me God has a mission for me there.
What mission?
To start another tea party.
Oh, you have the ear of God, huh?
I would never presume to know God's will or speak God's words. But the good Lord has whispered in my ear to abolish health care, zero social security, dissolve trade unions, stamp out Planned Parenthood, and criminalize gay and premarital sex. Meanwhile, keeping a close eye on Russia from my third floor window.
Okay, you're not fired. Because you're a real homegrown patriot with your own personal arsenal. I'm going to make you my vice president after I fire that Islamic apostate with a phony Hawaiian birth certificate.
Ooh, pack up the tea things and stow them in the bunker. We're moving Blunderland to the White House.
Immediately.
Inevitably.
Inexorably.
Intercontinentally.
Precipitously and presumptuously.
I get ya. You betcha. Great.